PCA. Drives one in the air to right field. Did he get it? Did he get it? Yes! It's a two-run home run for Pete Crow Armstrong. A line drive, fair by maybe 30 feet, just into the first or second row of the stands. He has homered in back-to-back games. Maybe this is a turnaround. Cubs lead 3-0. That's a big one. Base is empty, two down and two strikes. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and the ball game is over. The Cubs win here in San Diego. Hobie Milner strikes out the pinch batter, Laureano. Ben Brown did a magnificent job in setup relief. And the bullpen really did a tremendous job. And Jameson Taillon was brilliant, but a well-pitched game for the Cubs from start to finish today.
And now it's time for Judson Richards on 104.3 The Score.
Well, that's a tough voice to follow in Pat Hughes. Judson Richards with you till 9 o'clock this evening. What a victory it was for the Cubs. What a victory it was for the White Sox today, who sweep the Angels. Going to be with you tonight as we will break it all down. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. What we have for you over the next about 2 hours and 40 minutes, we will talk to Patrick Finley of Chicago Sun-Times in the 7 o'clock hour, talk a little stadium and Bears draft with him. Alex Cohen, who's doing a great job right now on the Cubs post-game show on the Marquee Sports Network. Alex will join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. At some point, we will get to do a top five of the best Bears draft audio, as the Score has been all over what went down for the six picks of the Chicago Bears. But as of now, we are going heavy Cubs for the next couple of hours. What an incredible win it was. And let's get you in. 312-644-6767. I think for the last 5 minutes, I've been talking to Siri on my phone to try to get an idea of what percentage 31 games is of 162. Trying to get an idea of how far we are into the season. It's about 19%. We're about 19% of the way through it. But I'll say it to you like this. April is in the books. As it goes for the Cubs, there is no game tomorrow when they return to the field on Friday. Wrigley Field, some day baseball against the Arizona Diamondbacks. That will be May 1st. So March/April for the Cubs is done. And where are they? Well, they may be about a half a game out, as the Colorado Rockies, last I checked, were beating the Cincinnati Reds 5-0. But as of now, the Cubs are a game out of first place. Maybe more importantly, they are 19-12 through their first 31 games. We thought we would do a little bit of a check-in with you as Cubs fans. As do you need to reassess, or we'll ask you if you had a chance to kind of reconsider what you thought this team could accomplish from game one, now 31 games in at 19-12. Do you feel the same? Is it very much stay the course with what you watched unfold? Or do you think Jed Hoyer has some work to do as the president of baseball operations to continue to upgrade this team? If you thought they were going to win 92, 93, 94 games, if you thought they were going to get back to the divisional round, are you still right there, or are some things that you need to see this team continue to change and build? 312-644-6767. The text line is open. Phone lines are open as well. And again, the game we just watched, to me, very much, I feel like, described who this Cubs team is. At times, I feel like they are nowhere near, from man-to-man, player-to-player, especially if you look at the bullpen, it's very much that the sum is greater than the parts. In fact, it feels like the success doesn't always fall in line of who this roster is. There are guys that have joined the injury list that you may have never heard of before. Like, how many different Martins do they have in the pen? Well, I can tell you Riley is on the IL. So this Cubs team, at times, I mean, a 10-game winning streak we've watched this team already have, yet they are clamoring to try to put together a bullpen. But that, the game we just watched unfold, that was more than just any old win. In fact, I'll tell you this, Ben Brown took a big step forward in his career with what he got done. Ben Brown comes in a major situation, and the Cubs end up going 3-3 on the road in two of the best teams in the National League between the Los Angeles Dodgers and then the San Diego Padres. But for Ben Brown to come in that situation, That was incredible. 312-644-6767. We're talking to Cubs fans tonight about how you feel about your team roughly 30 games into the season, or changes they may need to make. And I'll tell you this as well. You heard it coming in the open. Pete Crow Armstrong, it feels very similar to last year when he went out to Chavez Ravine, an L.A. kid playing in Los Angeles. Greeted much differently this time than it was a year ago. But it felt like when he felt the warmer weather, perhaps eating mom's cooking, the swing started to change. And you feel like, very much like last year, as Pete Crow Armstrong starts to find his rhythm, what follows? It's power. Pete Crow Armstrong, when he gets it going, it is power. 312-644-6767. Let's let Tim jump in early with us on 104.3 The Score. Tim is with us in Norwood Park. Tim, you just watched some Cubs baseball. What do you make of how this team is playing?
This offense is special. As you said, it's more the whole as it is the parts. You don't have one guy, Say PCA, they were all struggling to start early, and here they come along, and we just keep marching along. But with this pitching staff, we have Rojas, we have Alcantara in the minors. If we get rid of one of those, it'll suck. But this team's got chances to do something special. Go get an elite arm, and we have a chance.
Tim, we were having a conversation before the show that if Jed Hoyer were to make a move, and I know that there may be some time before we get there, but if we're looking at the big picture and for this to be a playoff team that has big aspirations, at some point he's going to need to make a move. Would you look more at the starting rotation or in relief in the bullpen where you think that he should have his sights set?
At this point, I trust the bullpen. It's not ideal, but we're going to get some pieces back soon. But with where we're at in the rotation, we're going to be weak for pretty much the entire year. I'd go early right now, get something before the value goes up at the deadline, and get a number two starter.
Tim, thanks for the call. All right, so Tim is leaning towards starter, and perhaps you think this is very much of a stay the course team with all the injuries. The only one that has been incredibly detrimental is the injury to Cade Horton. I know Justin Steele is going to be gone for quite some time, but you're expecting to get everybody back, especially Dansby Swanson back in the lineup from the offensive side. We are asking you 312-644-6767. As we turn the page on the month of April, how do you feel about where this Cubs team is? We'll get this text line, more of these phone calls coming up next on 104.3 The Score.
Let's get back to more Judson Richards on 104.3 The Score.
And the next pitch. Bouncer back toward the middle. Glove by Shaw. Steps on second. Throws to first. Double play. A double play ends the inning. What a job by Ben Brown getting out of that jam. Just a routine chopper toward the middle. Shaw had him played perfectly near the bag. He was literally standing on the bag when he grabbed the ball. And then just a matter of tossing to first run for a 4-3 double play.
Boy, what a job by Ben Brown. Also, what a getaway day for Ben Brown as well. As Ben has been working through so many different things, mechanic-wise, confidence-wise. He has been exceptional as of late, and he may be the biggest reason why they beat the Padres today. Great to hear Pat Hughes on the call right here on 104.3 The Score. Judson Richards with you till 9 o'clock this evening. Nice to see the faces of David Dykstra and Tyler Farengold, Baby T, on the other side of the glass there. We are talking to you 312-644-6767. Again, Tyon goes 7 innings, allowed 3 earned runs, strikes out 6, did give up 2 home runs, but was able to manage the damage a bit. But what an outing by Ben Brown to come in. An inning and 2/3, took you all the way until 1 out left in the game. An incredible outing by him. And how about Hobie Milner, right? That's kind of who this Cubs team is, with patchwork as of now. Daniel Palencia could be back on Friday, but as of now, patchwork bullpen, and they're getting the job done. We'll go back to the phone lines in just a moment. 312-644-6767. We're about 20% of the way in. The month of April, I just combined April and May. The month of April is in the books because it will be May 1st, their next game on Friday. 19-12. How do you feel about this Cubs team? Let's check in with the text line. The 815, I see them as a 95-win team. No shame in going 3-3 on the road against the Dodgers and the Padres. If enough pitching stays healthy, they are a legit threat to win the National League. I like that. Another one from the 815, this team is inconsistent, but with the load of injuries they've had, it's expected they're on a 100-plus win pace. quote, that will continue. So right now, Cubs fans cannot complain. You'd be surprised. 312-644-6767. Let's see if the phone lines feel the same. Rick is with us all the way out in Knoxville, Tennessee. Rick, what's going on?
Judson, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Can't complain. Beautiful day here in Knoxville. So, yep.
And the Cubs
great
win.
Day for the Cubs win.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yep. I was calling as I've listened to this Rizzo Rossi podcast. I've been really impressed or reminded as I get older about how many different the cast of character, how many different people it took to win that year. It took so many different guys. Like we remember the Rizzos and the Arrietas and the you know the Fowlers, but there, with the injuries that they had, there was just a lot of different guys. And so I say that because you asked the question of, well, does Judd Hoyer need to do anything else? Does he need to add? The answer is yes. Yes, he does need to add. But does it need to be ads of like, hey, go trade Rojas or go trade Alcantara? I don't know about that, but do the Cubs scouts need to be continuing to be out and looking for guys that maybe – like they've done already, could just help out for a couple innings here and there and plug some, like right now it's a triage unit out there. And so that's my thought on that. I've been impressed, but at the same time too, one thing I do want to say is like, it was really impressive to see Council manage the ball game today. That move, getting rid of wiping out Sheets there at the end.
Yep.
That was a manager's move right there.
Yeah, Rick, before I let you go, when it comes to making moves, and I, you and I are coming from the same place. I don't think that, you know, I don't want to look at a team that is probably going to be a half game out of first place, 19-12, seven games over 500, a great run differential. I don't want to look at them as if the sky is falling by any means. But if we have high aspirations for this team, 90-plus wins, and if we're setting the bar at them for at least to get back to the divisional round, then yes, we probably need to talk about them bolstering some way, shape, or form. Justin Steele going to be out longer. Cade Horton lost for the season. We don't know how good this bullpen is. Would you want Jed to spend more from a bullpen standpoint or a starting rotation standpoint?
I think at this point, that's a great question. And my humble opinion, which obviously I'm not, neither one of us are up there calling the shots, but I do think that we'll eventually. Starting pitching is what wins championships, right? And we all can only reflect. None of us are around. At least I don't think you were last before the 108-year World Series. You wouldn't be sitting there today. And what we remember of that is just all the different pitchers, too, of what it took to get through. And so I just think that you do need to bolster the starting rotation a little bit, especially with Cade going down, especially now with Justin Steele. Like, you know, Steele might come back, but who knows what he'll be?
Yep.
Like, you can't count on that to be the Justin Steele that we once knew. Like, you know, we've gotten a lot further in this world as far as procedures like that, but there's still no guarantee. Like, Justin might not be the same for a year, you know, after that, after pitching the first time. And so I think that you do need to figure out how you're going to get a starter. I don't have any names to give you, but I do think that we probably need to get another starting piece for the rotation.
Rick, thanks for the call. Well done. Jared, if you want to hang out with us, you are first in line up next once we hit the 7 o'clock hour. Let's hear from Craig Counsell, not only on Jameson Taillon, also on Ben Brown as well. We can talk a little bit more about Justin Steele. The Cubs find themselves 31 games into the season. Are you still dead set that this is a team that can win 90-plus games? More text, more phone calls. Coming up next on 104.3 The Score.